Well, what we know from our investigations at the Sentry is that the companies, both RSF and Sudanese Armed Forces companies, are the front and sometimes the back end as well for the financing of the conflict in Sudan. Both RSF and SAF have enormous corporate structures that help fund the conflict. And so these six companies are what is, I hope, the start of significant financial tools of pressure being imposed on both parties.
This move was followed. A similar move was also done by the U.S. government more than a month ago when it sanctioned companies belonging to both warring parties. How effective are these sanctions if you look at it with, even now without regional cooperation from countries where the immediate interests of these generals are?
It's a very good question, John. I mean, these sanctions and the US sanctions last month will prevent these businesses and any associated businesses that are controlled or run by these entities from accessing the US dollar or the British pound. So we will see an immediate freezing of any assets that are held in the US or in the UK by these businesses. But as you say, this action is only as good as the action that follows. What's required will be additional sanctions and additional work within the region to ensure that these sanctions bite.
As we talk about this development, the Sudanese people want the guns silenced. And it's not the time now for, you know, half measures that have not worked well in the past. I mean, this is according to some Sudanese who just spoke to us when this news broke out. They're saying sanctions have not helped any government in Sudan to respond to the needs or to respond to the calls from the West. What more should be done to stop this violence that has killed thousands of people and displaced millions?
I think that what we're looking at now is hopefully the start of concerted, coordinated efforts by the international community and regional partners to actually target the financing behind this conflict. What these sanctions do is they begin to kick off the corporate networks, the corporate structures that are fueling both the RSF and the Sudanese armed forces. And so it's not a silver bullet. It's not the only answer to the conflict. But what we're hoping is that by these sanctions and further targeted network sanctions on individuals and, in this case, companies, we can begin to strangle the financing behind the conflict. But like you say, John, this is only one element of what needs to be a comprehensive regional and international move towards the end of this conflict and bringing these warring parties to the negotiating table.
Oliver Wintridge, thank you very much for joining us on this live broadcast.
Thank you, John. Pleasure.